Sex is the life force energy that runs through us all. Can you use sexual energy for your spiritual evolution, or perhaps for emotional healing? Is it even possible? Clinical sexologist Dr. Martha Tara Lee will explore all these and more on Eros Evolution on Om Times Radio.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Eros Evolution. This is where sexuality and spirituality meet. And my name is Martha. I'm a clinical sexologist. I'm based in Singapore, and I'm from Eros Coaching. That's EROSCoaching.com. As a sexologist, sex is very important to me. I take pride in continuing to work on my relationship with my sexuality. And sex work is part of sex. And sex work is work, and it's very important to talk about the different facets of sex work. And today I have with me EJ Love, and today's show title is The Tantric Escort, Sex Work That Is Profoundly Healing. And I think a lot of people have a lot of misconceptions around sex work, such as people in sex work are disempowered, people in sex work are false, people in sex work are unhappy. And this is not true of everybody. And today, in this episode, with EJ Love, she'll be sharing her experiences working in the sex industry, what a brave woman, and how she's evolved her escort work into a sacred sexual healing practice, tantric rituals, and practical sex coaching that is profoundly healing for her clients. She's passionate about sexual healing and how it can awaken and heal us on deep levels. And you can read more about the work that she specifically does as a sacred sexual priestess by going to soulpriestess.com. She has recently launched a movement and a future book called Naked Woman Rising. I love that title, where women from all over the world are coming together to rise up and own all parts of them that have been shamed. And you can follow that by going to nakedwomanrising.com. EJ Love also has another website called ejlove.com. So she has a few websites, and we'll find out more about her and her work in today's show. So, EJ, tell us a little bit more about yourself and your work.
Hi, Martha. That was such a beautiful introduction. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
I'm so glad to have you.
Yeah, so I was really... I was excited when you asked me, because I actually had followed your podcast a little bit when you interviewed Veronica Monet, who is actually a guest on one of my sexual healing programs too. So, yeah, that was a really beautiful podcast. So I love loving that you're doing this for everyone. So with the work that I do now, it's been definitely been a massive journey over the past 7 years since I've been working in the sex industry. And it was about 3 years ago that I really started to grasp the concept that sex and spirituality go together. So I started that by going through my own spiritual awakening about 4 years ago now, and started to actually, I had been working in the sex industry for about 3 years as an escort. And so I found that my body had become very disconnected from my body and quite numb to pleasure. And, you know, I kind of wired myself that sex was work, and because, you know, sex work. And so I've decided that when I was starting to get into my more spiritual work, when I started doing energy healing and Reiki, and I felt that my sex work and my spiritual work was quite separate. So what I decided to do was like, well, how do I bring these together, and how do I make it work? Where I felt like I had to, you know, sort of give one up. And then I kind of had this epiphany, which is really obvious to me now, and mostly because of the people around, is that sex and spirituality do go together. And so that's when I found Tantra. So, and then I started to evolve my work from there into a more tantric service.
Beautiful. So this is how your work has evolved. And tell people who are unaware, what is the difference in weaving Tantra into your work now?
Yeah, so a huge difference, and I think it's very unique, okay? So when I started to look into this, when I started doing I started out doing tantric massage because I went for a tantric massage, and then I realized, oh, this is what I'm supposed to do. And so over time, it's evolved into all these different rituals and practices. And so one of the main things, I guess, is key is that the intention behind it is for healing, it is for learning, and it's for exploring in a very conscious way where I will sit with someone and we'll generally have a good conversation over the phone about what they're wanting to get out of it and where they're at, and they really open up to me about what if they've got any sexual issues, things like that that we can address in the session. So when we sit together, we create that intention about what we want to create together, what we want to explore, and I really am firm on boundaries and consent. So effectively, I actually don't have to do anything that I don't want to do, whereas in the past, it was more of a service where they were paying me to do whatever I was prepared to do, but sometimes, because I was so disconnected from my body, I would do things that my body really didn't want to be doing. And so with this work, it's like in a container, a space where we actually honor each other's, we really do honor each other's boundaries and know what they are, and consistently tuning into our bodies in each moment for what is okay and where I'm happy to go. And the thing is, it's also about waiting till my body's ready. So instead of, you know, I used to offer sessions that would be, you know, maybe do a half hour, you know, what was called a girlfriend experience. And it takes 20 to 30 minutes before my body's going to be ready for penetration. So in my sessions now, there's no way I'm going to allow being penetrated until my body is, I mean, I don't actually have a lot of full service work. Most of my work is very much, you know, like a massage or, you know, intimate tap sessions. But sometimes I do you know, the full tantric escort. But usually they're longer sessions. And, you know, they might be a minimum of 2 hours. And the first hour, there'll be no penetration. Like, it will just be working with touch and connection and exploring, waking up the body. So it's always going to be, when is my body ready to go there? Rather than beforehand, it was more of the intention was someone was coming to get what they needed or what they thought they needed, and to actually, and I would just provide that, and because that's what I was getting paid for, and I didn't really have much choice about it. I kind of see things now as like, I only really do what I want to do. So it's amazing, and I get to receive a lot of massage and a lot of touch. And I get to ask, like, some of my sessions is about knowing how to give to someone authentically and tuning into what it is that they want. So I get to ask for what I want a lot of the time, and a lot of people that come to see me want to learn that, and they also will just want to please. So it's really beautiful to be able to hold that space.
Yes, I agree. For a lot of people out there, what sex is really about is not just about penetration and taking from. It's an interaction. It's a dialogue, and you're teaching them through your body how to listen and how to perceive from somebody else, and that is even more powerful way of presenting yourself, and that really transforms not just the time you have with that person, but also the life that they're gonna have outside of that time. So it's beautiful how you just described the differences. I'm just wondering, like, we have 2 more minutes before break. Is there any other differences that you'd like to highlight to listeners?
Yeah, so I think the main noticing is that my clients, I attract quite different clients. So in the past, I attracted clients that were kind of just coming to get some sort of stress relief, to get their rocks off. And so my clients now, they come for that healing and they come for learning and exploring. And I never thought that that would ever happen. Like I just didn't know that that was possible, that there were actually people that wanted to come and explore in that way. So it's a really beautiful to see that. And it's not about the end, it's not about the goal. It's not about I'm going to come in and I'm going to ejaculate, that sort of thing. It's really more about what can we explore, what's new, what's exciting, how can I wake up my body, how can I be touched in different ways, and getting to express their sexual desires, and also connection. So we do, and I'll talk about this soon, a lot of connection practices. And as you said before, there's barely any of penetration, and it's not about like friction-based sex, like let's go really hard and fast to reach orgasm. It's more about that surrender. How can I surrender more to pleasure, and how can I set up my partner to be able to surrender too? How can I actually hold space for that other person to feel safe to really surrender to pleasure rather than trying to make it happen, that sort of thing. So that's something that just, comes back to that. Yeah, it just comes back to that intention. And most people are not aware of this. And interestingly enough, most people, when they come to me, it's their first time and they never even knew about it until they read my website. They were looking for, a massage or an escort, and then they read my site and be like, hey, like, this sounds interesting. This is different. And they want to try something new.
Great. So we have a break, and we'll come back and talk more about tantric escort after this.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance. Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Every 2 minutes, an American is sexually assaulted. The majority of victims know their attacker. It could be your friend, your neighbor, or someone you met at a party. If you said no, it's rape, and it's a crime. This is Christina Ricci with RAIN. Call the National Sexual Assault Hotline today at 1-800-656-HOPE or visit RAIN.org. That's RAINN.ORG.
Brought to you by RAIN and this station.
And welcome back to Eros Evolution. This is where sexuality and spirituality meets. And today we have a very brave woman who is sharing her work as a tantric escort. And during the first part of today's show, she's already explained the difference between a typical sex worker and a tantric escort. She's talking about the intention of healing, learning, and exploring rather than one of just being stress relief. And I love what EJ was talking about, the ability to surrender to pleasure versus making it happen. And when I talk about it, I mean like people who are forcing themselves to have an erection or ejaculate, and forcing themselves, making themselves have an orgasm, making the woman have an orgasm. And really, it's just about just chill, and surrender. And it's so important. So I want to talk a little bit more about EJ. She's a regularly featured expert on Soul TV and helps people to heal and empower themselves in love, intimacy, and sex. So speaking from her own personal experience, she travels the world, sharing her message through speaking events, media, radio shows, and writing articles, books, and blogs. She's on a mission to impact the world and help people to deeply feel the love that they already are. And as I mentioned earlier, she's the creator of Naked Woman Rising Movement, where women from all around the world are coming together to rise up and own all parts of themselves that have been shamed. And her book with the same name is coming out this year. And so welcome back, EJ.
Thank you, Martha.
Thank you. So, you know, just now I was very interested and intrigued by what you were saying, how doing sex work and just giving people what they want was making your body feel disconnected and numb. And I really like to know, like, you went into Tantra. So what exactly did you did to denumb your body so that you started to feel alive again? Because I suppose listeners out there who feel disconnected from their body would appreciate some of the tips that you might have for them.
Yeah, sure. So what had happened was that I was in a relationship at the time whilst I was doing sex work, and I just got to the point where I'd get home from work and the last thing I wanted to do was to have sex with my partner. And I realized that I had just become so disconnected from my sex drive. And I also was not feeling much pleasure there. It was just feeling like, and this is how I explain it to people. It's like when I was having sex, my physical body was there, but it was like my soul or my spirit or my energy was flying out in space somewhere. And I was massively in my head. Sometimes I would be running the grocery list or thinking what I needed to do after the session was finished. And I really wasn't present at all. It was sort of like waiting for that person to just come, basically, and, you know, hurry up. That thought of, oh, just hurry up and get it over and done with. Because sometimes I may even have been feeling pain, and I just would, and I think this can be quite common with a lot of other industry workers that I've spoken to, and it's across the board. It's just not sex workers either. There's a lot of women that are extremely numb. Like it's quite common. So, making sounds of pleasure. If I was feeling any pain, I'd just kind of make it sound like sounds of pleasure. Like, of course, I didn't want to tell my client it was actually painful for me. It didn't happen that often, but it definitely did happen, and kind of had to just make the noise so they knew, thought that I was feeling pleasure. So what I did is that I, after that relationship ended, I kind of said to myself, I am not going to be like this. I refuse to be a woman that does not want to have sex with her partner. I need to do something about this. Unfortunately, I had a friend that was a sex coach. So I went and I saw her and she said, I think we need to do a tantric massage. So we did this tantric massage, and when she did a lot of massage around the sacral chakra, where all my sexual energy was actually blocked, she said that there was a lot of heavy energy there, and it was all this sexual blockage, and also she said it was the energy of the DNA of all the men that I'd been with, and I just had become so disconnected from my sexual energy. And so she started to do some clearing of that. And then I started doing a regular tantric practice. So this started with the tantric breathwork practice that I started to do regularly and doing conscious self-pleasure. So I was doing this minimum 3 times a week. And so this was helping me to awaken my sexual energy. And I was starting to touch myself in a very conscious way. where I used to go, my go-to used to be a 2 minute, if that, clitoral rub to reach orgasm, really not understanding that I could actually have other orgasms, which was the orgasms that you surrendered to, right? So I didn't even know about the whole idea of surrendering to pleasure and orgasm. It's always been making it happen, and there's always been like that friction, rubbing and rubbing harder to come. And so I started to not go to my old go-to of clitoral orgasm, and I started to just allow my body to be woken up in different ways. And so I started to clear shame as well. I would have tears come up, realizing that I hadn't felt worthy to receive pleasure because it was always about pleasing others, something that I had been really conditioned to since I was young. And I also did de-armoring and yoni mapping. I went and saw, I actually ended up in a retreat in Bali to do de-armoring, where my cervix and G-spot was de-armored, and I was able to release a lot of numbness and pain that had basically been protecting me inside the vagina. So that was amazing. And then I continued on to go get yoni mapping sessions. So that work has just transformed my sex life. and you know, I've experienced lots of different types of orgasms. And I can feel orgasmic pleasure just from the most beautiful, soft, gentle, slow touch, which I get to do in all my sessions. It's amazing.
That's awesome. Great. Thank you so much for sharing your journey. So EJ is a very brave person. She received a tantric massage, and she went for de-armoring and yoni mapping. So these are some of the terms that I am familiar with as a sexologist and also as a trained sexological body worker. And these practices can really transform and heal someone. So for those listeners out there who are interested to explore more of this, you can do a quick Google search for sexological body workers, genital de-armoring, yoni mapping, and these terms, and also available practitioners will start popping up. You do want to do your own research and only work with practitioners who have a good reputation, and also look at people who has had trainings. So somebody who is trained to do body work usually will have an intake session the first time, and usually they do not do body work the first session. So it's very important to establish clear boundaries and to really be able to trust somebody before you let them work on you. Are there any tips for listeners that you have specifically, EJ, in working with a practitioner?
Yeah, I think if you're going to see someone for sexual healing, like you said, it really is about, you have to feel safe with that person. That's key, because you're not going to allow them to go there if you're not feeling some sort of safety. So I guess for a lot of women, they might feel a bit more comfortable with a woman first, especially if they've experienced sexual trauma at the hands of a man. So I personally, my first tantric massage was with a woman, and then I wanted to go with a man because I knew it would actually bring up more for me. And I was, by that stage, I was at a space where I knew I would feel okay with that, and it wouldn't bring up too much, and I would allow myself to surrender. And the practitioner that the male practitioner that I had, I felt very safe with. They had the right intention. So there are, like you said, like there are people out there that may not be practicing from a genuine place, but I guess you can look up, you know, get a referral. There's lots of people that I'm sure that you know, and I know people in Australia that do that work. So it's, yeah, you can, when I work with women, I will recommend them to someone that I know and trust. And there's a great organisation in Australia that runs physiological body work. So, yeah, so if you, as you said, you can look up and, but you get a feel for people, I think. You just get a feel for, once you talk to someone, you can feel like, okay, this, you're trusting that intuition that will say, oh, yeah, this feels really great. So that's what I would recommend, is kind of going with your gut. And also, you know, there might be a bit of resistance there because it is such deep healing work. So to be mindful of that as well. Yeah.
Mm. Fantastic. So like I said, it takes a brave person to do this. And, you know, it is very important to get the healing that we need so that we are all healthy and connected, because our presence does make a difference in the world that we live in. The healthier each of us are, the better it is, because that's when we can be in flow and we can be loving and giving to the universe. So for all those people who are scared hearing about these practices, just know that you owe it to yourself to show up in a brave and courageous way. And there are people like myself and EJ who are supportive of people who are on a sexual healing journey. So EJ is a love and sex coach. She's a sexual healer. She's a tantric practitioner and sacred sexual priestess. And you can find out more about her work by going to ejlove.com and also soulpriestess.com. And she has a movement that's coming up, and it's called Naked Woman Rising. And you can find her at nakedwomanrising.com. EJ is also on Twitter and Facebook, and she is EJ Love Angel on Twitter and also on Facebook, EJ Love Angel. So we're going to have a break very, very soon. And today we're talking about the tantric escort sex work that is profoundly healing. And so far in today's show, EJ has been very, very open and brave in sharing with us her journey from doing sex work to sacred sexual healing practice, as well as the practices that has helped her to become de-armored. So stay tuned as we continue talking with EJ.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hi, this is Julie Geigel.
And I'm Susan Schuler.
And I'm Carrie Ann Larson.
And we are
the Psychic Angel Channelers
from Angel Talk Tuesday.
Tune in every week at 10 a.m. Eastern on OmTimesRadio.com.
The angels have heard your call and are here to help.
Are you ready to receive?
Bathe in a beautiful vibrational frequency to help you heal, expand, and remember your magnificence with Angel Talk Tuesday.
What's up? This is Brad and Mike from Linkin Park for Lifebeat, the music industry fights AIDS. Listen up, times are tough and you get a lot of things thrown your way. If you're being pressured to have sex and you're not ready, then say no. If you're having sex, be smart and use protection. Respect yourself and protect yourself.
For more information, call the National AIDS Hotline at 1-800-342-AIDS or log on to www.lifebeat.org.
And welcome to the second part, or the third part, of today's show. And we are with EJ Love, and we're talking about tantric escort today. So EJ, just before break, we were talking about how you support people by being a sex coach, sexual healer, tantric practitioner, and sacred sexual priestess. So tell us about the other things that you do in helping women.
Yeah, so I do offer a sexual healing program for women, and you know, that's really a mix of women. I have spiritual woman, entrepreneurial woman, and just everyday woman. But I also have a percentage of them that are sex industry workers that have started to open up to doing this work, firstly on themselves, and then they decide, which is very similar to my journey, and a lot of them resonate to my story, is that they want to start providing this for their clients because they feel, I mean, and it's very common what I've noticed with a lot of sex workers is that we seem to have this need to want to provide and help people. And a lot of us end up becoming somewhat of a counsellor. And a lot of sex workers are actually qualified counsellors, interestingly enough. Interestingly enough, sex workers don't actually have as much sex as people think we do. So what I also do is I've really started to do a lot of mentoring. So for anyone that has been working in the sex industry or maybe has been looking at getting into it, or maybe they hear about what I do and it kind of sparks their interest, is providing this mentoring where I can actually show them really how to bring this healing and tantric and sexual healing aspect into their work. And this is something when I first started exploring this for myself that I just was like, imagine if we were providing more of this in the world, if people were coming to see us and they were actually walking out with some sort of healing where they'd, you know, change, that it had changed their sex life or changed the way they looked at themselves or felt more connected to themselves or explored their desires in a really healthy way. So instead of coming for, you know, a lot of people come for some sort of escape or some sort of release, they were really coming and really just healing themselves. And then they were going back and they were able to take what we've shared with them and apply it to their own lives and integrate it in themselves. And also being more in alignment for the person that's providing it. I mean, there's lots of sex workers out there that absolutely feel like that this is their purpose, like this is what they want to do, this is what they were born for. And there's some of us like me who knew that something wasn't quite fitting, that knew that there was something missing, and like, how do I, and there was this point where I was like, I want to leave, like I felt like I wanted to leave for a long time because I had, my purpose was elsewhere and I was already doing healing work but in a different space. And so And this is when I started to combine it and discovered that I could combine it. And so I just felt that there was more for me. There was more for me in this area. But knowing that I totally was meant to work in this area, but just from a different place, that was actually really honouring to me and honouring to my body and where I didn't have to do what I didn't want to do. And so it's been amazing. And I attract different clientele because of that. So it's really amazing. So there's lots of women now that are starting to want to do this. And there are like, it's not very many of us that do it, but we're definitely out there. And but the more that we talk about this and get this work out there, the more that people are going to want to see someone that does this work because there's more awareness of it. And B, more women are going to want to do it because they feel it's a calling. It's not just a job. It's a purpose. It's a calling, and it's an inner knowing. Yeah.
Mm. So for those people who are wanting to get into tantric escort work, because it's always a choice, and for them, for us. So, how do they get started?
Yeah, so I think the main thing is to know, first of all, that it is a calling, that that you feel it's not just about making money, like even though you can be quite successful in it, because it is so niched as well, is that you're really holding space for people, and it is, energetically it can be quite full on. So, I mean, I teach lots of practices on how to manage your energy, but that's the first thing. You've got to know that this is something you feel drawn to. And the second thing is that you have to go and do some work on yourself. You have to have done some sort of work or sexual healing work or tantra on yourself first, because you can't really provide that unless you've started doing it on yourself. So what I found is that the more that I healed myself sexually, the more that I provided for my clients. So the first thing was, you know, going and getting tantric massage and then providing a tantric massage and learning it and committing to going out and learning it. And, you know, I was going to workshops, I was doing courses, I was seeing coaches, I was, you know, having tantric practitioners. So I was going and doing this all for myself. And the beautiful thing was, is that the more that I learned about me and the more that I was, you know, I was both a receiver and a student, basically. And so one of the things that I've been doing is, you know, helping people that want to get into this. So, you know, I encourage people, if there's anyone out there that is feeling drawn to do this work, is to just simply contact me. And, you know, even if they're on the other side of the world, if they're not in Australia, I can do Skype sessions. And it is also good to have someone to, you know, what I wish I had was that when I started, I didn't know anyone else that did this. I mean, I know people now, but I didn't know anyone else, and I didn't know who to contact. And I thought, you know, I would go see a tantra practitioner, but they didn't—they weren't an escort as well, so they didn't know. They didn't quite get where I was at with wanting to, you know, really bring that into my work. I mean, there's lots of people that have done both and maybe don't do it both now, but then I didn't really know that. So I'm really loved that I can get to stand up and be like, hey, this is do this work, and if anyone else wants to join me and do it, please contact me, because I would love to share my knowledge, and I just want this to be a ripple effect. It would be amazing to be more escorts providing tantric services, sexual healing. Oh, it's just so beautiful. And I find that the women that I am mentoring currently, they all have a unique flavor. Like, they all bring something different. They all provide a different type of service. You know, I've got one woman who loves to provide like a self-pleasure ritual. Like, this is kind of what her thing is, and she's teaching self-pleasure. And really, that's not really my thing. But I've got lots of different rituals, and then there's, you know, another woman that does a lot of energy healing, and she brings more of that into her tantra massage sessions. So everyone kind of has a different flavor and a niche, and it's very unique. So I don't see anyone as like, you know, competition. It's more like people are going to go to people for where they're at. So that's why I'm happy to be mentoring people, because, you know, that everyone's going to come up with their own unique flavor and different rituals and practices. However, there's a lot of things that I teach which come from my own rituals that really give them a bit of a foundation. And the other thing that I'm looking to do this year is to actually run like a practitioner training, like a, you know, a week-long training where they can come in and we can do lots of the practices and we can do the body work and really learn that in a practical way. So that's something that I've thought about for a while now doing. So it'll be like a tantric escort or, you know, sexual priestess training. And then, you know, people can also learn how to, you know, brand themselves and advertise and things like that in a way that's going to draw in those clients. So it's kind of like a package there. But I can do that, you know, one-on-one as well. So that's just different when you actually get practical work. And I am also doing some practical work in sessions where I have, you know, a body that I have as someone that a man has chosen to serve and to be a body where I can teach things like lingam or penis massage. And so things like that I can do, obviously, if people are in my area. So, yeah, it's amazing. It's so beautiful.
Beautiful. That's great that you are supporting women who want to do this work, because they could get themselves hurt emotionally and physically if they're not aware of their own boundaries and also self-care and really able to stand up for themselves and be powerful priestesses like yourself. So that's really great that you're doing this mentoring work. We have 3 minutes to break. Could you tell us briefly about your other work that you have called Naked Woman Rising? So this is a movement that you've come up with. So how did you come up with this?
Yeah, so I had been wanting to come out about working in the sex industry for about 3 or 4 years. I'd been talking about coming out, because I'm very big on being in my truth, and I knew that also when I came out that I wouldn't have to censor myself. A lot of my stories and blogs and videos, I had been leaving that part out. And so, like, being able to do this interview with you, Martha, I wouldn't, you know, unless I was out publicly, I wouldn't have been able to do this. So I really, and I just know that this is my passion and my message, and so I wanted to just be fully open about it. And so what happened was I decided I was going to write a book, and this name came to me called Naked Woman Rising for the book. And then as I started to be prepared for coming out, and I decided to just come out on a Facebook live stream, I decided, oh, this isn't just a book. This is a movement, and I'm going to have a website and a membership, and then we're going to give back money to this charity called the Life 2 Project, which is helps women that have been in DV, which is something that I've experienced myself. So something else that I help women with is around healing after domestic violence. And so, yeah, it all just kind of came together, like something just flowed. And so I'm still really putting this together at the moment to build up to, you know, having my book come out fully, where I really share my stories as not just, working in the sex industry, but as a person, as a woman that has been through experiences that she's felt shame. And interestingly enough, you know, I've not really felt shame about working in the sex industry. It's something that I've always been quite proud of. But, you know, I've had experiences in my life around my body, I've definitely had sexual shame, but more so from, my sexual desires and guilt and things like that that have been held in my body. And so it's been really interesting to be writing about that and having so many other women go through such similar experiences in their life. Of so many of us have felt shame and felt shame.
Beautiful. So let's continue talking about Naked Woman Rising after this break.
Sure.
Bringing you the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
It's on us to stop sexual assault.
To get in the way before it happens.
To get a friend home safe.
And to not blame the victim.
It's on us.
To look out for each other.
To not look the other way.
It's on us to stand up.
To step in.
To take responsibility.
It's on us, all of us,
to stop sexual assault.
Learn how and take the pledge at itsonus.org.
And welcome back to Eros Evolution. This is the last 15 minutes of today's show. And this is where we always talk about the link between sexuality and spirituality. And today I'm just blown over by my guest, EJ Love, the tantric escort, sex work that is profoundly healing. And she's been talking about her experiences in the sex industry, how she's evolved her work into a sacred sexual healing practice, how she's healed herself, and how she's now mentoring women who want to get into this work. And it's so important that there is support for this. She is really brave in bringing this topic of sex work from the shadows and into the light in today's show. And I'm just so grateful to have her sharing so bravely and honestly. And, of course, putting herself in a vulnerable place. and I trust that listeners are getting something from today's show. She does have a sexual healing group for women on Facebook called Soulful Sexual Woman, and she runs a 7-day sexual healing program. So you can access this program by going to tinyurl.com/sexualhealingchallenge. Once again, it's tinyurl.com/sexualhealingchallenge. And I'm sure you agree with me that all of us, and I mean all of us, need sexual healing. And we're not just talking about people who are in the sex work industry. We're talking about all kinds of woundings that we have around sex, from guilt, from shame, from embarrassment, from cultural, societal, religious messages that we've received that no longer serve us anymore. All of us need sexual healing. And EJ has this program. So do subscribe to it so that you can evolve and be the powerful person that you are always meant to be. So once again, welcome back to the show, EJ. Tell us, is there anything else you want to talk about the Naked Woman Rising movement? Because we went into break just now.
Yeah, so, well, yeah, the idea of that is to actually bring a community of women together who are really wanting to open up to more so who they are and who they are as sexual, soulful, and shame-free. So really looking at being sexually empowered. And this is interesting to note. I'll mention here, and something that I've had to really discover in myself was that I used to think I was sexually empowered. And I, you know, I was a swinger, and then I got into the sex industry, and I was like, yeah, I'm so sexually empowered. Look how, you know, sexual I am. And then I discovered that it was actually really like an inauthentic power, because I was actually so disconnected from my sexual energy and from myself and my body. And then I had held a lot of shame around sex, but I was kind of using sex as power, but in an unhealthy way that really wasn't serving me. So when I say sexually empowered, what I mean is that, yes, we are owning ourselves as sexual beings, but we are going and doing the inner work to really discover what that is and really getting connected to our sexual energy and being empowered, not from a place of, I think mine was like a place of self-worth, like I'm worthy because I'm sexual, I'm valuable because I provide sex and that gives me power. So this is more of like I get my priestess energy on. And I'm empowered because I know my boundaries, and I'm empowered because I know how to surrender to pleasure. And so, and that is a work in progress, because there's times when, you know, my body might not want to go to different places. It might not want to surrender, and I have to listen to that. And I might have to say no to certain things, and I might have to say no to clients. And that is being sexually empowered, is like really knowing when your body is saying no. And so with the Naked Woman Rising, it is about looking at all of that, and it's about exploring our sexual desires in a really healthy way and knowing that it's okay to have sexual desires, that it's okay to say no, and that we don't have to please, and we don't, you know, and it's also knowing when we're being way too over boundaries and putting our walls up and being, you know, maybe we have experienced sexual abuse, so we won't allow ourselves to surrender to pleasure because that's scary and it means being vulnerable. And, you know, instead of, you know, using, you know, a lot of, sometimes I find that women that have had some sort of sexual trauma will go into using sex as power, or they'll go the other way and completely disconnect themselves and not be sexual at all. So it's really interesting to see that. So what this is about is it's really being able to look at all of that and coming together in community, which is how we heal shame. So really the whole idea of the Naked Woman Rising is about being emotionally naked, and it's not about physical nudity. However, it is actually about like looking at our bodies as being as beauty, and rather than and being honored, rather than being a place of you know, where they get objectified and they get shamed. And, you know, we're so often shaming our own bodies as women. So it's like, how can we honor our bodies more? How can we love our bodies more? And how can we just really tune into our bodies? And, you know, especially our naked bodies and love our naked bodies and practice self-touch, things like that. But more so it's on the emotional vulnerability and coming in together in community as women. And we get to heal shame because we open up. So I'm providing this community and this website and a membership site that will really, really allow women to come together from all walks of life, whether they've worked in the sex industry, whether they've got, you know, had trauma, or they've, you know, we've all had some sort of trauma, or whether they've have shame about anything that they've done, or body shame, or, you know, abuse, all of those things where we have made ourselves wrong or bad, or, you know, disconnected for parts of ourselves. It's like, this is a way where we get to liberate ourselves and heal ourselves. And shame heals when we come together and we resonate and can empathize with each other. So that's really the idea behind it. It's about women coming together in community to support each other from all walks of life and to stop, you know, judging ourselves and each other. Yeah.
That's great. So nakedwomanrising.com. And tell us, for those people who would like to work with a tantric practitioner or provider, how would they be able to find one, and what are your suggestions, tips around that?
Yeah, so obviously the first start for most places is Google. Depending on where you are and you're in the area that you're in, is you can obviously Google Tantra, and wherever you are, and obviously you just have a look at the different websites. And as I said before, you just feel into, do you feel drawn to that person? And then you have a conversation with them on the phone and ask questions and maybe prepare, what is it that you want to get out of the session? What is it that you're hoping for? What is your intention behind it? And have that conversation with the person and say, I'm coming to you because this is what I really need. And so some people will offer, you know, it depends what they offer. Everyone's a little bit different. And the thing is, what I've noticed and experienced is that every tantra practitioner works completely differently. So what you'll find is you'll go to one person and then you go to another person and the session will be quite different. Another thing to notice is with tantric massage, particularly here in Australia, there tends to be a lot of people that say they do tantric massage but haven't really had the training and haven't really. So look for that. Make sure that they have a website and that they, you know, on my website I have a training tab. If you go to my training tab, there's like so many trainings on there. It's a bit ridiculous. I was really committed to this work, you know. So you know, just check in. You can ask them and say, oh, well, where did you learn Tantra? How did you learn about Tantra? And how do your sessions work if they don't have that on their website? So you want to go to someone that you know has had some training in it. And so that is just, you know, that gives you some peace of mind, some credibility to know that they've actually, because a lot of people might say they do tantric massage, but it's really erotic massage. So, and there are people out there that naturally are tantric, right? And we all tantric in some way. But just being aware of that, again, feeling into that and asking the questions of what it is that can they provide this. So I think a lot of people come to me because my website is so full of information and they feel that they can trust me. And people say to me, oh, I just read your website and I feel like you actually know what you're doing, that you're a professional. So I guess that sort of, you know, it's about trusting your intuition, getting a feel for them on the phone. It's like exactly what I do with clients. My clients ring me up, I'll get a feel on the phone whether that person is in the intention and whether they are actually coming for the reasons that are going to serve me and my body. And so whereas with, you know, so I'll say no at times. But it's the same for clients. They have to feel that the person they're seeing is into, you know, whether they feel comfortable with them on the phone. So That's what I would recommend, is like just Googling, having a look. There's also some great groups on Facebook. I think there's, you know, Tantrika group, or there's Tantra group where you can find lots of practitioners in there. People can message me. And again, my Soulful Sexual Woman group on Facebook, people are welcome to join and ask in there. I'm setting up a practitioner, like a file where people can find practitioners. I know lots of practitioners in there. So there's some amazing, amazing practitioners out there. The key is just to making sure that that person feels in alignment for you. And try different ones too. Like, go and see, because you'll get something different out of each one. I've tried lots of different practitioners and I've got something different each time. So that's good to explore. You can just choose one and do a lot of sessions with them and build on it each time. So that's a lot of the work that I do with my clients. So we'll just build each time as well. So yeah, that's my advice on that.
Great. So thank you very much, EJ Love. She's been fabulous. And we're coming to the end of today's show. And today's episode has been the Tantric Escort. And if you have been getting value out of this episode, be sure to share it with your friends, because there's so much packed into this hour today, talking about the Tantric Escorting, what it is, the benefits, and as well as mentoring and also sexual healing for women. So next week, I'm going to be away in Sydney for a month, and I'll have different guests come on for the next four episodes. So be sure to stay tuned to Eros Evolution, and this is where sexuality and spirituality meet. Goodbye, and continue having great sex.